Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. Hey cattle producers, Gulf Coast Classic number 2 coming from Superior Livestock this Friday, April 21st, out of Natchitoches, Louisiana. It'll be seen on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 49,500 head of cattle to be sold, 8,500 yearling steers, 6,100 yearling heifers, 10,000 weaned calves, and 23,000 calves on cows. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior at 800-422-2117.
The cattle futures market finished extremely strong today. August feeders were $1.95 higher. They are the strongest feeder cattle. Looked like they closed about $142.22, $1.95 higher. Live cattle higher as well, $0.75 to $1.05 higher. April front month live cattle led the way there at $1.05 higher at $126.42. Last week we finished the week with $128 to $131 cash. It was $128 in Texas and then $28 to $31 in the north. So that's at a premium to the front month April live cattle futures, which is what the rally's about here, about $1.50 below where the cash was. If you look just back last week, we were trading about 118. So quite a really strong rally there on the front of the live cattle market. Midday box beef was $1.44 higher on choice at $213.52. Select $1.58 higher at $201.06. Choice select spread somewhere around $12.60. The feeder cattle index is $134.21. Currently, but the April feeders are 139.17, so I suspect that that index will perk up here in the coming days. Expected 6,000 today in Oklahoma City. Outside factors, we've got the Dow Jones strong today. It's 20,516, up about 100. Bonds are down 15 at 123.17. Crude oil down about 40 cents.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures closed lower across the board, led by the Kansas City wheat. July Kansas City down 10 and 3 quarters at 428 and a half. That's a nickel off the lows. From back in December, they went down to 423 and a half. So we're near those levels, and it looks like going to test them soon. Chicago wheat was down, but not quite as much, 6.5 to 7 cents lower, and then beans 3 to 4 lower on old crop. November, though, which is the new crop, only down a half cent, 961 and a quarter. And corn across the board, 4 to 5 cents lower. Here to finish the day. So everywhere was lower. Now cotton futures finished about 90 higher. 90 higher at 74.32. That was December. Exports were bullish for wheat at 671,000 metric tons. We were only looking for 400 to 600. Corn was 1.328 while we were looking for 1.1 to 1.4. And then beans on the low end at 430. We were looking for 400 to 600. This afternoon we've got a crop progress report. The one we're really looking at is the wheat crop. It looks like it's going to be pretty good. And then corn planting, 7 to 8% expected completed on corn, where 7% is the average. So still pretty early. It doesn't look like there's any real threat at this point. And then NOPA crush today, we were estimating 157 million bushels of beans used. It came in at 153.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.